food and drink, and he felt himself sweating. He reached over and threw off his mantle, then his outer shirt, undressing to nothing but his undershirt. He wiped the sweat off his brow, then his beard. He leaned back and pulled off his huge, heavy boots, one at a time, and curled his toes as they hit the air. He sat there and breathed hard, trying to regain his equilibrium. His belly had grown today, and it was burdensome. He kicked his legs up and lay back, resting his head on the pillow. He sighed and looked up, past the four posters to the ceiling, and willed the room to stop spinning. Who would want to kill me? He wondered yet again. He had loved Thor like a son, and part of him sensed that it could not be him. He wondered who else it could be, what motive they might have, and most importantly, if they would try again. Was he safe? Had Argon's pronouncements been right? McGill felt his eyes grow heavy as he sensed the answer just outside of his mind's grasp. If his mind was just a little clearer, maybe he could work it all out. But he would have to wait for the light of morning to summon his advisors to launch an investigation. The question in his mind was not who wanted him dead, but who did not want him.